Welcome to the 29th Annual Executive War College brought to you by The Dark Report. This year's conference was in beautiful New Orleans, April 30th through May 1st. The title of this presentation is Leveraging Advanced Technology to Overcome Laboratory Hurdles, a Path to Enhanced Efficiency, Financial Performance, and Scalability. The presenters are Ashley Adams, Executive Vice President, Grace Health Technology, Delray Beach, Florida, and Sapphire Villafana, Director of Business Development, Grace Health Technology, Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, let's go ahead and get started, guys. Thanks for joining us today. Ashley Adams, Sapphire Villafana. We're going to be talking to you this morning about how to leverage advanced technology in either your lab practice or possibly your RCM business as well. Just a little bit about us. Again, I'm Ashley Adams. I'm the Vice President of Grace Health Technology, and we're a software application solution, particular to the laboratory space, also in the RCM world. I joined the Grace team about 5 years ago, have a background in provider and payer relations, also a little bit in physician and practice administration. But I've really adopted this mentality of implementing tech into the laboratory space, being able to automate things as quickly as you can, being able to streamline your processes in a way that makes the most sense for either your staff or your patients.
I am Sapphire Villafana, the Director of Business Development at Grace Health Technology. I have a technology background in business, but I was introduced into the company with healthcare about 5 years ago, and once I saw that there was a gap for patient care and utilizing technology for their operations, it just piqued my interest, and I've just been elevating ever since. So today on our agenda, what we really want to hone in on is overcoming laboratory hurdles. So there's a lot of challenges that all laboratories endure, regardless of what industry you're in. If you're in pathology, chemical, genetic, there are a few issues that we see commonly with our laboratory clients with our technology software. So we really want to dive into that and talk about how we can solve that with technology. We also want to discuss the current state of the laboratory industry. So with evolution, challenges, the new tech, the new regulations, we just want to make sure that we hone in on that and we can discuss it as a group to see how we can all help make each other better. And then we're going to close out with some strategies, some case studies, what has worked with some of our laboratory clients and how we can use that to help our laboratory scale and adapt.
Perfect. So laboratory hurdles, if you guys work for a laboratory in any capacity, if you're a team member, if you're a vendor, you're probably familiar with one, maybe all of these challenges. So let's take a look at a few of those. So your workflow bottlenecks, how is your administrative team, your clinical team, how are they streamlining all of their processes in the lab to be the most efficient? Where are they getting stuck in their workflows? Your resource limitations, what constraints do you all have on equipment, whether it be the output in that equipment, your personnel, your RCM management challenges. Are you guys tracking all of the data that you need to be tracking to maintain your financial health, and how are you doing it? Are you using spreadsheets? Are you using multiple systems? Where are you relying on pulling this data out of? Your operational limitations. We see so many laboratories that have a lack of duplicatable processes. So they're doing manual entry in multiple places. They have the same employees doing the same things. And then you sit down with these people and you really understand where they're getting stuck, why it's taking so much time to get things reported, why is it getting or taking so much time to get things on your sequencers or your equipment, whatever you might be using. And then lastly, your KPI monitoring and management. So from a managerial standpoint or an executive standpoint, how are you able to track everything that you're doing in every department? Where can you look to see if there's if you're getting stuck somewhere, is there an overall picture that you can look at for all of your departments in one system? So we're going to look at a few of these today in depth.
Perfect. So the first one I want to discuss with you all would be the workflow bottlenecks. So whether you realize it or not, every laboratory has some type of bottleneck in a capacity. It can be with sales, it can be operational, it can be clinical. Everyone has a bottleneck. It's really identifying what it is and where you can locate it. So here in this example, we had a laboratory client who had a really great sales team, but but they were not monitoring any KPIs. They didn't know how many activities it took to close an account. They didn't know how their sales rep were operating. Are you calling more than you're emailing? Are you doing in-person pop-ups? And they also weren't monitoring their accounts. So they didn't know how many samples were coming in the door per client. They didn't know exactly how many were denied. Is there a training piece that's missing for the physician? Do they need help implementing any software? Also, they didn't know how many tests were canceled. So if you have a test that's approved for your clients, why are so many patients canceling? Is it maybe a lack of trust with the physician? Is it a lack of trust with the equipment, the panels, the testings? Maybe they don't understand. So there is so much information that lived in a CRM, but it wasn't visible to the sales reps. It wasn't visible to the administrators. No one had access to this data. It just lived in basically an isolated place. So what we've implemented for this client, we created a custom dashboard. That way they can see all the KPIs on one sheet. So here on the right, we have the activities for the current month. So this will tell not only the sales rep, but their manager, how many activities they're doing for the day, for the week, for the month. They're going to be filtered based on the client. So you can tell exactly how many calls were made in order to close it. If you notice that, let's say 45 calls are required to close one hospital group, maybe you can hire someone else just to do that calls. That way your sales rep can focus on closing that deal and bringing more clients to you. So it's just an example of a workflow bottleneck that you can identify based on using all the information that you have from your existing software. Here is an example workflow that we notice most of our laboratories using. So the first piece would be the physician entering information into a portal. Some people have this integrated, kind of like an EHR. They just click a button. You can send it to a laboratory like LabCorp, and they're ordering a panel for a patient. The second step would be the laboratory initiating the pre-accessioning process. So this could be when the laboratory is receiving that sample in-house. They're looking to see if there's any rejections that need to be made. So they're just going ahead and looking at that sample and that patient data to make sure everything's accurate and compliant. This third step would be the processing. So when they're going to the back of the bench, whether they're extracting, this is going to be the clinical aspect of that workflow for the sample. And then after everything has been processed and interpreted, you'll see the RCM partner will go ahead and bill for that reported sample in step four. The last step should be the sales rep or whoever's managing that account reviewing the sample information, not specifically the patient demographics, but seeing how that sample moved throughout the process. So with our experience, we've noticed that there is a gap between step one and three. Step one, usually a lot of laboratories want to implement integrations, which is great, but that's usually where it stops for the technology. We see that there is a use case for integrating it in step two, three, and four. So if you can have a portal that is going to allow you to see all of your patient data, all of your information, all of your samples in one area, you're going to be able to make more informed decisions. So let's talk about actually utilizing the advanced technology. So a lot of people are hearing AI or machine learning, but no one really understands how the use case can be implemented in healthcare. There's a lot of regulations, especially with price transparency that just came up, but how are you utilizing your existing tech to get this information in front of your payers, in front of your clients, in front of your physicians? How are you utilizing this? So we've noticed that sometimes when people are adopting new software, it's really helping only one department, if so. They're really talking to the administrators. But what about your clinical team? What about your techs? What about your lab manager, your lab directors? How are they going to be able to utilize your technology in order to help your errors and accelerate your turnaround times? So here I want to discuss a case study of where we helped a laboratory with their CAP inspection. So everyone knows how serious sometimes CAP can be, especially when they're looking to see how compliant you are, how is your documentation, how are you auditing everything, how is your process. They want to make sure that they see an accurate and compliant chain of command. So with this particular client, they were, I guess, on the fence about whether they can prove that the samples was coming in compliantly, or whether they can document their corrective actions, and also if they can really audit all of the samples from start to end. So in our case, we saw the biggest gap in visibility. So there wasn't much visibility for them to really showcase how are they collecting the samples, how are they saying something is wrong, the rejection reasons. A lot of things lived on spreadsheets. So I feel like spreadsheets are a comfort zone for many people. It's easy to put something into Excel, filter it. but it just lives into that spreadsheet. And then when you're hiring someone, you have to hire them to use the spreadsheet and hire them to use your mind. When you use technology to implement or to integrate your system, you're able to see things on a more clinical basis. So here in this case, we organized it so that the laboratory would be able to see all the rejected samples. They were able to see exactly why the sample was rejected here. So typically, there's a gap for LIS systems. They show you what you're accessioning. They show you what step it is in the laboratory, but that's it. What about before? What about when you're rejecting a sample because the concentration's low? What if you're rejecting a blood sample because it didn't coagulate correctly? What if something was screwed incorrectly? How are you documenting those samples? So we wanted to make sure that the laboratory had access to all that patient information before it reaches the LIS system. There's so much data that lives there and you're not really tracking it. So we really wanted to make sure that we come alongside them and partner with them. And also samples and processing. So typically on the LIS system, you can see exactly what was stuck based on your acceptance criteria. Let's say you have a percentage, let's say 90, 92. How do you know what you're rejecting? Are you rejecting it manually? Is someone going into the system and saying, no, I can't accept this? Or do you have an automation in place that tells you this did not pass the threshold, you may need to recollect a new sample or try this again? And then finally, reported. So we wanted to make sure that not only the physicians, but also the clinical team had access to the reports. Is there a QC in place for you to know that this is approved? Is there a QC in place to see exactly that the sample has completed its process? We just wanted to make sure that we came alongside our laboratory to make sure that they had the best use case. And in this scenario, they were actually very happy to report that they didn't have any deficiencies. They were able to extract information from that inspector on the spot instead of having to double-check with a physician or double-checking with a CRM in another machine. It's all living in one central hub. That way it has quick access for them.
Right, so you're doing all of that right in your labs. You're streamlining your workflows. You're making sure that you're using automations to the best of your ability. So now how are you maximizing your financial performance? What metrics are you tracking? What are you looking at on a day-to-day basis, on a monthly basis, to make sure that you guys sustain financial health? So I'm going to talk about a few things. How to track actionable data in your laboratory environment. Whether you're clinical, you're private, independently owned, hospital-based, there are certain metrics that you should be looking at alongside your RCM team or your third-party biller to really make sure that you're setting yourself up for financial success. How are you utilizing all of the information that's available to you? How are you keeping costs low? And what does your visibility and your ownership look like of your own data? And how much are you relying on a third-party biller or an RCM team? So first, visibility of claims. So typically, if you're using a third-party biller, you use a third-party software. Could be something like CollabMD, AdvancedMD, Zoho. They're great. They give you a wealth of information. You're able to customize a lot of reports. But you don't have any ownership of that data. We really advocate for our clients to have a central system that they control. It works as a way where you're able to cross-verify the information that's in your billing system with the information that you see, just to make sure that you don't have any holes, you're not missing anything in your financial data. It's going to help you to streamline your entire claim submission process, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's going to overall reduce your claim submission turnaround time based on the details that you're tracking. So if you're tracking everything on the front end, anything that you might need for medical necessity, you're having patient clinical notes, you're having patient coordination of benefits in this central system, it's going to allow you to bill quicker and then have reimbursement quicker, improving cash flow overall. So when it comes to what you're tracking, everybody's going to be tracking their incoming AR. So we've outlined several reports or several things that we think our laboratory clients should be tracking on a daily basis. So the first one, claim submission turnaround time. How quickly are you all able to report your samples, and then how quickly are you able to bill them once they're reported? Is it within 24 hours? If it's not that quick, why is that not happening? Where is there a lack of automation where you could speed up that process? Your partial and full payments. So of the reimbursement that's coming in, what's coming in partially paid and why? Where is the gap in either information that's required? Is there a panel that needs to be restructured in some way? What changes do you need to make there? process and uncovered. We see this so many times in our laboratory clients. You process a sample, you submit it to a payer, it comes back unpaid, it's not covered. Why is that happening? Where did you guys miss a step, or where did the laboratory miss a step in making sure that that's going to be fully reimbursed for you? In billing over 4 weeks, so how effectively are you tracking your 30-day AR, your 60-day, 90, all the way out to 120? And then also your refunds and your recoupment requests. Are you looking at those on a daily basis? Are you looking to see, are you receiving recoupments from the same payer? Is it happening on the same test? And then why is that happening? And how are we effectively making sure that we're either appealing those claims or sending back a recoupment that is due? So a specific example, I want to talk about two examples that we've encountered with some of our clients. We had a laboratory that came to us with major holes in their visibility. Something wasn't going right. They had high volume coming in the door, but their reimbursement was dropping, their AR was pushed out super far, and they couldn't understand what was happening. So this is where visibility comes into play. They had access to billing software like a Zoho, and they were able to look at their reports, but something wasn't adding up. So something that they were struggling with, and I feel like this happens in a lot of laboratories. So depending on the test that you're billing, you all are probably familiar with the need for medical records, additional notes to help substantiate a claim. So this is typically how I see the process in most laboratories, not all. So your RCM or your biller is going to request additional information from you as the laboratory, whether it be a signed requisition form, a consent form, additional notes. They're going to request that information from the lab. The lab's then going to have to go into some sort of software, whether it be an LIS, a spreadsheet, a shared drive, pull the information down. Depending on what it is, it could be a coordination of benefits issue. They may have to reach out to the patient or the provider to gain additional information. Once they have that additional information, it's going to be sent back to your RCM. It's typically through email or some sort of shared drive. Once the RCM company has that, they're going to go ahead and submit the information. So what I've seen is between steps 2 and 3, that turnaround time is indefinite. You have no idea how long that's going to take. It can take anywhere from 2 days to 4 weeks, depending on what is being required. So how can we eliminate and streamline this process to make sure that your turnaround time on your reimbursement is not pushed out or extended? The way that this process was set up, it was resulting in extended turnaround time in those records being submitted. That's going to trigger you for higher audits, higher, you know, payers looking really closely at the claims that you're submitting. Why is this taking them so long? Impacted your appeal deadlines and your timely filing overall. It takes additional employee time and resources. So if you have a laboratory staff that is being bogged down with medical record requests, they're having to go in and take time out of their day to do something that could be streamlined with technology, it's putting strain on their day. And most importantly, no audit trail. So if you have a payer who is consistently requesting records from you, how quickly are you able to turn them around? Who's responsible for submitting that information back to RCM? Is it living in email? Are you guys just having to filter through and say, oh, I sent it on this day, they requested it this day? Having central software can really help to streamline that process. So this is how we implemented software to do it. So the RCM company has access to the information that they need right away in this central software. They don't need to email your team. They're going to pull down whatever they need from where it lives. So whether, again, that be a requisition form, additional notes, they're able to log into the system and pull that information down and hopefully submit it the same day. So you're eliminating all the steps in the middle just by streamlining by the use of software. It's easier for your RCM company to use it that way. It takes all of the strain off of your lab staff. They're not having to monitor those emails, monitor those requests. For the most part, the software is going to do its job to make sure that things are getting done quickly. It's going to improve your turnaround time, and then again, you're going to have that central system that includes the audit trail with additional visibility. I feel like I've seen this face from all lab owners at one point in time. So another thing that they dealt with, they didn't have an accurate AR snapshot. So again, they had samples coming in the door, but their AR was extremely pushed out and they didn't understand what was happening. So We dug deep into their data, and what was happening is that when the RCM company was submitting appeals or submitting records, they were going into the billing software and actually changing the original claim bill date to the new submission date. So claims that had been pending for 90 days were now pushed back to 30 days. So we didn't see that there was any issue from an owner standpoint. Everything looked like it was on the up and up, but there was no money coming in. So they didn't have an accurate way to track what was really happening. All in all, this really impacted the lab's reimbursement due to timely filing. Things were pushed out so far that now they couldn't even fix what was happening. So again, we were able to turn this around by the use of software. How adequately are you tracking all of your data? What fields are you really looking at? Are you making sure that when you submit records that you have two bill dates? Do you have submission dates? How granular are you getting when it comes to your financial information? So overall, the use of tech in the financial piece of your laboratory can really help to automate and streamline all of the processes that you're doing, partnering with your RCM team to make it easier for both sides.
Excuse me. So now we're going to talk about achieving scalability and adaptability. So we've kind of discussed the common laboratory hurdles, identifying bottlenecks, looking at your KPIs. We've also discussed the financial aspect, making sure you can monitor your RCM company, your billing data. How are you able to be reimbursed for all the hard work that you're doing? But now you don't want to remain stagnant. You don't want to just fix the issue. You want to also make sure that you can scale. You can also increase your revenue. So one of the big things that we like to emphasize with all of our laboratory clients is managing your KPIs. So not just managing how much money you're getting per claim, but how efficient is your clinical team? Can you bring on new tests? Is your equipment being utilized efficiently? We also want to make sure that you're increasing productivity. So if you have a really efficient molecular technologist and you notice that they can run 5-6 panels in a day, you kind of see that where you can add in additional panels for them to run. And then you also want to operate efficiently. That way you don't have to hire additional people. So usually what's happening right now, and a lot of people haven't been saying it, it's a great resignation. So a lot of techs are coming into places, being trained. They have all this information. You've brought them up, and then they leave after about 2 months. So where does that information go? So you want to make sure that you're training them in a way that all of your team is able to use that information. All of your team has all the right tools necessary in order to have increased capacity and growth. So for KPIs, for this particular client, we just wanted to make sure that they saw everything coming in and out, not only from a sales rep point of view, but also operationally. So with this report, we have this client empowered, essentially, to make better decisions based on how much their test volume is. So typically when the new year starts, you're going to see like either an influx or a decrease in samples coming to the door, depending on what industry you're in. Are they not testing due to deductibles? Are they not testing because they're out of town for vacation? Why are you not getting all those samples in the door? So it's really important to see your test trends so that you can see maybe you need to hire additional people for this peak period. Maybe you need to decrease it and invest your time and your resources in a different avenue. But having a KPI for each department, not just one, is going to be very helpful. So in this case, we have a graphic essentially just to showcase how everything is going to be moved onto one central dashboard. So a lot of people typically have a CRM. They also have like a billing company with a different dashboard. And there's also another LIS system or another operational management dashboard. But how are you linking all of that into one system? Do you have multiple logins? That way each person has to go into a different resource to see that. What if you need one answer, just a turnaround time, based on when the sample has been submitted versus when you're going to be reported and paid for? Can you retrieve that in one dashboard, or do you have to go to multiple systems? So we really wanted to make sure that we can hone this in a way that there's custom user roles, custom dashboards, custom ports, all in one system based on all the information that you have so far. So one scenario that I recently encountered with one of our clients, they had a separate company that they were utilizing, kind of like an LIS system, and they were operating it based off of their sales rep, and they're also operating it a little bit clinically, but it was getting very messy very fast. So when it was time for them to transition to us, that previous company locked all their data. They weren't able to export anything, so all of that patient information is gone. They don't have any access to their claims. They don't have access to anything that came into the door because that company doesn't want them to have access to that. What do you do in a scenario like that? So we really want to make sure that we're helping our laboratory partners and clients to feel that they own their data, because you do. You shouldn't be able to walk away having nothing in your hand. No workflows, no streamlined. You should be able to have access to your data 24/7. So in this KPI report, we really wanted to hone in for this laboratory client to help them scale. So for this first report, it would be the samples by cancer ICD diagnosis. So what we've noticed with a lot of data, especially coming from LIS systems, they're typically dead-end data. They're only entered in once, and then it's not utilized again. Typically with ICD codes or other CPT codes, you're only entering it into your LIS system when it's time to be billed. But what happens when you want to bring a new panel into your laboratory? How are you able to discover how your patient population looks? Or even more, what if you have a hospital group who actively sends samples to your laboratory? Are you able to hone in and see how their patient population looks to see what would benefit their population? So having something like this would really help along the way to streamline that and really increase your scalability. Also on the right, we have samples received by month. This kind of ties into the test tracking trends. So you really want to be able to see which panel is outperforming or what panels aren't be ordered or utilized, because you might have an equipment into your laboratory that has no use case at all, or it's just wasting money. So why would you have a contract with, let's say, a Thermo if you're not really using that panel? You're going to just be wasting money. So at the end, we have samples received by client. So this really hones in on that whole idea that 80% of your business is going to be coming from 20% of your clients. So you want to see where there's an education piece. Maybe some of your clients aren't sending samples because they don't understand how to do the collection or what's the criteria for acceptance. And then you see your outperformers. What can you do when you see a gap in that? Are you communicating with them? Are you bringing on new test panels? It really just helps you see everything on one dashboard. This phase I've seen a lot with implementations. So with everything being said, you can't just jump into streamlining your workflow until you really understand what's the use case for your technology. What I've noticed so far is that usually the software that they like to implement would really benefit only one department, but it's not benefiting everyone. So you want to make sure that you're at least acknowledging some of the challenges that could happen. So typically with software, you are going to encounter at least one of these, if not at least two. So the first implementation challenge would be the accessibility of training and support. So some software companies, they come in, they say, here, we use Audit Box software, you train your staff, you learn how to use it. But what's next? Are you going to be able to really utilize the software to its fullest capacity? No, because you're not an expert at it. The next step would be the compatibility with existing systems. So with this, a lot of times they integrate new software, but it can't speak to anything else. It can't speak to their equipment. It can't speak to their bioinformatics software. It can't speak to their LIS. So you basically have a system that you can only use by itself, a new login, a new training piece, or even the integration. So there's some integrations that are only HL7, so they only push data out, but you don't receive anything back. So you want to make sure if you're investing, especially into integration software, you're paying all that money, that it's actually going to be helping you overall in the long term. And then also scalability. You don't want to have a software that only solves now. What about in the future? What about when you bring on a new test panel? What about when you have additional staff? You want to make sure that it can accommodate your future needs. And then the two most important ones would be compliance. So is this software actually HIPAA compliant? Are they SOC compliant? Have they actually proved that your data is saved? There's a lot of breaches that are coming, and there are going to be more to expect, especially as AI is getting smarter, the NVIDIA chips are getting better. There will be a lot of breaches that will happen, and you just need to make sure that whoever you decide to partner with, they are safeguarding your information and your data. It's a really important piece. You worked hard for your data. Your sales reps are working hard. Your consumers have a trust in you. You kind of owe it not only to yourselves, but also to your patients. And then lastly, the encryption with data and security protocols. So you want to make sure that your data is safe in a software and it's going to be able to be secure. That way, if you ever have to access it or anyone ever has to remote into your system, they're accessing only what they need. So in keeping up with the trends, this is really our recommendations based on what we've seen across the board for all the laboratories. Having a central system integrated. So not having multiple softwares that your entire team has to log into, it gets time consuming and pretty difficult once you have different systems that are essentially doing the same thing. You want to make sure all of your data lives in one central hub. That way, if you ever wanted to extract any data, have any reports, see your KPIs, you can access it from one system. Also having data control. Whatever software company that you decide to go with, make sure you read your contract. A lot of those clauses have something in place that says if you ever decide to leave, they keep control of your data. You can't access it. You don't have an export. You really need to make sure that you're looking into that to make sure that you have access 24/7. And then also making sure that you have departmental software benefits. Having a unified solution would really help you long term, especially as you decide to scale. So just having your questions in place, making sure that not only is helping your operational team, but your clinical team, your finance, your RCM, you want to make sure that whatever software company you have will come alongside you as a partner.
Thanks, Sapphire. So overall, I mean, we found that the use of technology, especially through the use of central software, can really help to elevate your lab operations. I'm curious to hear any questions that you guys might have or any challenges that you all are facing now and how you're hoping to solve those challenges in your lab. Is it anything, any workflow bottlenecks that you guys have faced, any operational limitations? We'll open it up if you guys have any questions.
What software are you recommending that can do all of this integration so you only have to have one?
Sure. So everything that we showed you today, we have built for our clients through our suite of applications, and I'm happy to show you a few of those, but we're not the only one. There's several other options that you can utilize to kind of have all of your data. If not in one system, try to condense all of the logins that you have for all of your staff. But I'm happy to show you the applications that we've built out and what that reporting looks like.
Tough crowd.
Everybody needs coffee. Yes.
Billing gets it, they convert it over to CTP. Is that kind of what your software does? And does it translate back so operations can see that how much they're getting paid for a test, not a CTP?
You could break down some sort of reporting to track that information if that's what you wanted. So what we really focus on is customization. So making sure that all of the data fields that you are looking to track, you're able to pull a report of those quickly. So if that's something that you wanted to see, it certainly can be built in to any report. But it does talk to your RCM company. So by the use of central software, you can have your RCM have access to update those fields if that's something that you were looking at. Yeah, sure. So he's asking about pulling separate or multiple reports or extracting data out of Epic or into another system. Do you want to touch on that one?
What we do every day. So typically with clients who use Epic or any other EHR systems, you have an export option. So some of our clients filter it down, let's say by ICD code to see what panel they're compatible with, but you can export all of that data, put it into your system. That way you have everything. You have all your KPIs. You can have filters based on the patient population or what tests would benefit them the best.
Anything else? Awesome, guys. If you have any other additional questions about our applications or maybe some solutions that we might be able to talk you through, feel free to chat with Sapphire and I after. And then be sure to see Holly in the back there. We have a little takeaway for you guys for attending our session this morning. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This concludes the presentation. Please visit the Executive War College website for details on the 2025 event.